Thank you, Kelly.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Good to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you. You too. It was very interesting, and I have to say that I was very surprised because years ago, somebody else had shown me a couple of these techniques, but it was a little more complicated. And when I saw your video, Don, you made it so simple that I could totally figure it out right away, and I could do it. And I had immediate relief. And so I started with my key word was sadness, of course. That was my main key word for my brother's death. And that's been a problem for me for quite a while because I will... Hello? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
because I will cry a lot through the day. And so I tried the technique on this, and on one time when I was feeling very sad about him, too, and I just, it totally took it away. And I mean, it really did. And it surprised me because it was like almost immediate. And so that was such a neat experience. And you know, I did that for like a half an hour, and I noticed the need for me to cry. I mean, I just felt a lot better. And then I did it, you know, another day, of course, and I tried it on several other things, and then I noticed that I started to see pink after that, after my next tapping session, and I think my key word I'm looking now is on anger. And then I started to see pink after I did that tapping session, and that was so neat. It was just the neatest experience. The next day, and then I saw green, and I thought, ooh, that's really cool, too, because, you know, that's a nice color to be seeing. And I don't know. I think it's pretty powerful, and you just gave me the one to do. And I've been doing it every day, and yesterday I did it twice a day, and it really helped. I mean, I can't even believe it. Yesterday I had terrible thoughts about all kinds of things, and I'm wondering if the tapping was bringing some of those out. Like you said in your video, you'll notice that other things might come out as a result of the tapping, other feelings, and that's exactly what happened. My legs, because I quite often do, and it took away the pain. That day in my legs. That was also another amazing thing that happened. So I'm pretty... Yeah. Anyway, I'm going on and on. Sorry. I'm going to do it every day because it's already helping me, so... And I believe it because it really did help immediately. And so, yeah.
Jan did the one on the, the breathing, muscle clearing, something like that. What was yours, Jan?
It was the,
mine was about like dance. I was blown away the first day I used it. I actually did the techniques like, you know, three times, and it's like what I recognized, because I'm like you. It's like I've done a lot of the healing stuff. It's like I'm a Reiki master. I've done, you know, therapeutic touch and art and, you know, a bunch of different kind of stuff. Had some Jinshin and studied the meridians and reflexology and all that kind of stuff, and I recognized those points. I was going, man, somebody put this together. It was just, like, so cool. So I went through and did that, and it's like, I was like, Jan, it's like three times through, and I was like, got this. And then I took a little nap, and I had it on my computer, and I just left it on, and I left it on replay, and it's like, so I listened to your video, you know, I listened to that little segment, you know, like over and over and over while I was napping. It's like, woke up, and I was like, going, wow, this is really cool. And I did. It's like with what I have going on with my stuff, it's like I know one of the things you said, you know, you take it to a manageable level. So I'm going, okay, you know, it's like I didn't expect it really, you know, to totally clear, you know, right away. But it certainly took it down to a point where it's like I could move comfortably and not, you know, go out that hurt, you know, type of moment. So there was a little snafu with the emails, and I didn't actually start doing this till Friday. So I did this Friday. I did it three times on Friday. I did it once yesterday, and I did it once today. And I'm just like going, wow, this is going to make such a difference in my mobility. It's like I'm going to be able to get out and start doing my walks again and drop some of the weight that I need to and blah, blah, blah. So I am really excited about this. In fact, there was a lady yesterday, my kids are in
knock on his video with a migraine.
Right.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And I was listening to Jen, and I must say that my experience was practically identical with hers. And the video was very simple, and ironically, I get headaches occasionally. Of course, you never know when a migraine is going to come on. It usually lasts 2 to 3 days, and it's debilitating. And I never take prescription drugs, but I do have a prescription for a migraine. And so when I received his video, I thought, well, I won't really be able to test it because I can never plan a migraine. The next day, I felt the migraine coming on. So with my prescription in hand, just to be sure, because once it starts, it's debilitating. And I did the tapping. And as Jan said, it's so simple and easy to do, but it actually worked. And I thought to myself, when I go on air on the radio, I'm going to sound psychosomatic. I get the thing and it disappeared. But anyone who's ever had a migraine knows you can't talk yourself out of getting a migraine. They wipe you out. But I did the tapping. It went away. And I probably did it about 5 times totally in a period of 3 or 4 days. And once again, carrying my tablet with me wherever I went, but I never used it. And for all those migraine haters out there, we know that prescription is probably $15 or $20. I have insurance, and it's still, for each tablet, is like $15 or $20. So,
wow!
Yeah, what Don was saying about, you know, for $20 you get a video. It really works, and I do have one question for Dawn.
I did the food cravings video.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was a really good time for me to do it. You know, I was really deep into some personal work and doing some emotional releasing through a writing technique, and I work with a coach around that. So it came at a really nice time, and I was doing a 5-day juice cleanse. So my cravings were real, you know, because it's only, you drink 6 juices a day and tons of water. So I did it, you know, with the food that I've been wanting to consume during this juice cleanse. I think I did it on the second day of my juice cleanse. So that the timing was very relevant and the topic as well. And, you know, as far as it being on a webcam or not, you know, I think it's nice that you made it more professional and the message is the message. So, you know, I really appreciated that you put it out there, even though it was, you know, quote, more amateur. I don't like to use that word necessarily, but, you know, that you had done it. And I think that there's so much value in putting it out there. And I just want to acknowledge you for putting it out there, even though it hadn't been done professionally. It really, like, gave me, you know, some ideas that I've been holding back within my business. Because they haven't been professional. So you really empowered me to do that unknowingly. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So what I loved about it is I've done tapping before, and it's always something that feels like, how would I do that myself without somebody guiding me, right? Like I would need to go to somebody or have a session and have it be very significant. And as a yoga teacher, I'm constantly telling students, you know, the design of my classes is that nobody needs me, but like I teach them techniques, they, you know, then incorporate them into their lives. And that's really what I felt about your video, is that it was completely accessible. It was very easy, you know, to do the tapping and the affirmations. I don't know what you call the languaging that you use. In the video, but I think that it was just really simple. It didn't feel so far out there and unattainable as it had in the past, right? Like I didn't need to go buy a book and read the book and then find somebody and, you know, it all kind of felt overwhelming. And the fact that I was able to just sit there in front of a bag of M&Ms that I was wanting to eat and do the technique, and it worked. Like, afterwards, I just put the M&Ms away. The smell wasn't interesting to me. Yeah, I thought it was
really cool how you get into the emotion around it, right? So you really need to go deep as to like how it would feel, and I just thought it was really easy. And, you know, Anna, you had said earlier in the program that you were somebody that came to self, you know, work and empowerment through books, and I've come the opposite way. Now I'm starting to read books, but for me, it was always experiential. So what I loved about your video, Dawn, is it immediately got me into the experience of it, and the results were undeniable. So I'm not somebody that, like, I don't want to read a book about it. I want to have an experience about it, and then the book is only going to enhance what I just experienced. So I love that that was the way we came at tapping versus a book that I need to read and it takes time. And
sure.
So I didn't, you know, I don't know. I'd be curious to hear somebody else's experience, because I'd be curious to do it now, actually. And I'll redo it. And I'll be happy to, you know, post something or you know, do another talk with you. But when I did it, I was so highly aware of all of my emotions and then wanting food. So my cravings were really high. Like, I really wanted to jump into that bag of M&Ms because I completely eliminated sugar from my diet. And then but it didn't take very long. Like, I think I got what you were trying to accomplish with it right away. And because I was so sensitive in the space that I was in and the work that I was doing at that same time in my personal and professional life, that it didn't take very long. So I followed it along with the video, and it stopped within the video. So I think it was five or six times you take people through it. Is that about
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, just a few times. And just for curiosity, in other words, you had a real high craving for the M&Ms where you could have just gone through the whole bag. And at the end of the, what?
No, I'm not. The craving wasn't that bad.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a binge, like a six.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't really high. And what, when you got done, what did it get down to?
It was down to a zero at like the second or third tapping. Like, it was really fast.
All right. Just for curiosity, did you happen to taste any after you got down to a zero?
No, they disgusted me, actually. Like,
it
was completely unappealing. It's really accessible where I can reach it, and I haven't, and it's been a month. They haven't been touched.
Okay, so you just did it that one time, and you haven't wanted them since then?
Bingo, yeah.
Have you used it for any other, cravings, food cravings?
Yeah, I use it for wine. So that's another, like, I love a glass of wine. And I know that, you know, it just doesn't serve me right now. I mean, I don't know that it really serves me ever. But, you know, so I used it for wine. And that too. In fact,
okay.
I'm sure this is related, but now that I think about it, since I tapped, I have had a few drinks, you know, over the course of a month. And every single time it's physically made me sick. Like, just one or two glasses of wine, I'll wake up in the middle of the night with this awful heartburn. I'll be completely miserable, cannot sleep. And so after the tapping, I noticed a difference, you know, with any kind of alcohol. I just have a severe reaction to it. Not that I'm vomiting or anything like that, but my body hates it. Like, absolutely.
Well, that's a good observation, because actually what you're doing when you're doing the tapping is that you're changing the way you're changing your vibration in relationship, like when you do it for addictions or cravings or stuff like that. You're basically changing your energetic vibration to where the vibration of the substance doesn't match anymore. Not only does it not match, but it's unpleasant. And
that
really,
makes
EFT,
so much sense.
Yeah, and EFT works incredible for all kinds of addictions. I mean, that's, you know, when I got into this a few years ago, I was so excited.
Wow, that is the turning point.
Well, here, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
There's a term.
And chicken. and you were saying when you were talking about the wine and how it was gross, you said that's how I felt about chicken. The smell grosses me out now. And here's the funny part, and what I'd love for her to talk is her son's a chef. So I'm like, oh, that's going to be really good. So, yeah, she's able, Lisa, if you're listening, you sent me the one on food cravings, and so I went back to that, and what I realized, and I was listening to what you were saying, AK, is, you know, a lot of things were happening that you don't accredit to EFT, you don't accredit to tapping. And I wasn't necessarily like a food binger, but on the weekends, and especially when if I'm at home, say, you know, my partner's out, and I've got the kids, and I'm kind of wanting some downtime, so we're kind of relaxing around the house, I munch on things like popcorn or chips or, you know, things like that that are just around the house, and not really noticing it so much as, you know, oh, I've got to have that, but I also realized that it was some sort of anxiety, and that's what you had talked about, Dawn. That's not really a food craving. It's not really an emotional thing, but it's underlying. And what really woke me up to was I wasn't being busy. I am such a busy person. Like, I pack my days so much. I mean, my days are so full usually through the week. And I've been kind of peeling that away a little bit, but I've been feeling, I guess, guilty maybe in a way that I'm not busy on the weekends. Like, I'm not filling that schedule. And I am spending time with my kids, which is great. I mean, really good quality time. And yet I'm not doing my work, you know. And that's been something that I've been kind of working on, is I don't have to be so taking the action, you know, just to do the action and fill up my schedule. Because there's this paradigm of, if you're not working, you're not making money. If you're not working, you know, it's that kind of thing. So, and also, you know, maybe I should be updating that website, and then I'm over here, you know, at the park with my kids or something. So I realized that it was more of an anxiety thing, but it's more at my house. Like, when I'm out and about, it doesn't bother me. And when I'm at my studio, it doesn't bother me. But when I'm at home and things are available to me, and they're not necessarily bad things, they're just things that are around. You know, it might be a pear in the fridge, and I'm not necessarily hungry, it's just I'm munching on it, you know? So I did the tapping around, usually for me, I'm a more popcorn person, like, you know, popcorn, that kind of thing. And for me, it was doing the tapping and realizing I didn't have to have those things, that I could actually just be in that space and not constantly be munching on little things here and there, and really be allowing me to become aware of what it was that was really going on, which was those feelings of, you know, you need to go send out an email, or you need to check an email, or you need to, you know, again, update the website, or work on a piece of design, or, you know, graphics, or update your calendar for the week's schedule coming up. So it was that thing. And allowing myself just to be in that space of just being.
Yeah, and let me share something with you that you kind of alluded to, is what I call the cycle of creation. In other words, our beliefs determine how we think about things. Our thinking determines how we feel. Our feelings determine our behavior. The behavior determines our results, which then reinforces the belief. So you've got, obviously, some beliefs about self-worth and value and, you know, all that stuff. So, you know, and the way to break that, the thing about EFT is that you usually come into that cycle at the feeling level, and you pretty quickly can change the thinking, and there's different techniques to go deal with the beliefs. So, yeah, what you've got there, and, you know, at some point you may decide that you want to take a look at what your beliefs are that drive all that stuff. And then, you know, a person can determine that either serves me now or not. But most of the beliefs that we get are before the age of 6 or 7, and none of them are ours, really. They're beliefs that other people give to us, parents, teachers, ministers, blah, blah, blah.
Thanks to Stephanie Peterson, I do the the coconut oil in the popcorn now. So it is a process that I have to go through. And so as I get up to go maybe do that, I say, whoa, wait. And I tapped through it while I was there. And like you said, you know, you put that thing, because it wasn't like I was craving, like I don't crave chocolate. I mean, and I don't really, I crave Asian food, you know? I mean, that's the weird thing about me. I want to go get some pad thai or something, you know? And, but it's like those kinds of things. So it's like, I just really needed to be in that moment, be very, very aware. And I just tapped through it. And after I tapped through it a couple, in the beginning, it was like two or three times, and then it would ease down. And then every time it would happen, I would just tap through it, and then instantly it was just like, and then like everybody else said, it's kind of like, and I haven't had popcorn. It's probably been close to a month. I haven't had popcorn. And it's kind of like, I look at something and say, no, I don't, you know, I don't need that. Or when I feed the kids, it's kind of like, you know, they've got their food, and you know, maybe if they're eating separately than me, then it's like they have their food and I just don't eat anything. Nibbling throughout the weekend. You call me the weekend.
Yeah, well, I mean, and that's, well, you know, I haven't really figured out how to market these things yet.
I have to say, it knocked my socks off is sometimes when you're trying to get limiting beliefs together, like I just would get stuck in my head about it. And I just kind of wouldn't, how should I write this? And you get, you know, paralysis by analysis. It was the first day that I tried this. All of a sudden, I don't even think I had started tapping yet, but it just unlocked the whole flow of probably like 50-plus belief systems I wrote down in like an hour. It just kept streaming and streaming. So each time I tapped, it was like unlocking another set. And I could tell it was coming either deep from within my body consciousness or my subconscious. I really have never done that before. And the thing, so that was the first thing that was very freeing, because so often, I don't know about anybody else, but sometimes that's the most difficult step, is to name what's going on. So as far as when I did the tapping, I started with the most difficult belief systems and anxieties that I had first. So it was, I know this is the intro video, so I'm kind of amazed that this was an introduction given how deep it allowed me to kind of capture that and then clear it enough where, you know, in the morning I wouldn't have certain kind of anxieties. Now you have that spin, you know, you wake up, it's like, so each time that happened, when I got up, I would do the EFT around whatever I was thinking about. And then I would feel the reduction. Okay. So the other thing, I don't know how many people feel energy when they are working with energy fields or getting acupressure, but I remember at one point when I would hit the third eye and then right under the top of the lip, it was just this stream. It was like, you know, I could feel the energy just flowing and releasing out while I'm saying the affirmation, and it was just, again, I've never experienced that type of run of energy, so I would be curious about the deeper version of this, because this was as deep as I've ever gotten, having that type of combination work done. So I don't know what else, other questions you might want to ask.
I'm the next guinea pig.
You're the next guinea pig.
I think that's human nature, though, don't you? Just to automatically just figure, oh, it didn't work. People are kind of funny that way. I'll tell you, I really approached this from a very different perspective than Regina did. I went and I looked at the video, I did it, and I was shocked. I'll tell you, I have food cravings from time to time, and I think the one that you sent me was about food cravings. And there's these brownies that they make in the grocery store. I mean, honest to God, they are just to die for. And I wanted them all the time. That's all I wanted to eat. And I had this box of these brownies, and you're talking about the cookie in the video, and I'm looking at this box of brownies, and do you know that box of brownies sat in my house until my husband ate them? After I did the video, I did not touch them again. I just had absolutely no desire to. And I went, yesterday, I went to the grocery store, and there's a box of those brownies sitting there, and I didn't even, didn't even want them. It was just amazing to me that it was so complete, that it still was working, and I only did it the one time.
Yeah, that can happen like that. I mean, here's the thing that what happens. You know,
every welled it all up in me just like you said, and I was there with it. And they were sitting in front of me.
Okay, and I don't know, after you did the tapping, did you smell them or taste them after you did the tapping?
Smelled them.
Okay, but what happens is, and you might want to try this on your own, I'll just about guarantee you, if you go back and taste it, it won't even taste good to you. So
well,
what
I
you're
haven't
doing...
I tried to taste it. It just didn't appeal to me at all.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is...
Which was amazing because, I mean, it was to me, it was just absolutely mind-blowing that I could go from wanting them so badly that I'd run over my mother
exactly.
to not caring at all
yeah.
about whether they were there or not.
You're there.
I am. Good evening to all. And thank you very much for sending the video. I really appreciated it. And I found
you're welcome. Tell me, which one did you get, Virginia?
It was stress.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it was absolutely the first thing, and I have to agree with the others. First thing, I mean, I'm familiar with the process. However, I never really paid attention. You know, I thought this. I was like, "So, this is just too simple to be possible. You know, this is really ridiculous. Come on." And I said, "No, I promised I would do this. So I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna pay attention, and I'm gonna see what the results are." They were magnificent, by the way. They were magnificent. I mean, I literally went from 10 to 0 in 2 days.
Wow.
Just two times. That was it. It was incredible. And I continue to do it, believe me, because, you know, we all lead stressful lives. And it was, you know, the first thing that came up for me when Rhonda had asked, you know, which one I like. And excuse my dog, I have you on speakerphone because my headset is broken. So, bear with me, my dog wants to go outside. Oh, I apologize for it.
Well, and remind me to talk about how you can use this for dogs and children and people that are not able to do it for themselves. That's a good point. Your dog was just not wanting to be left out.
Well, the other one's here just happy as a clam. But we had traveled quite a distance this weekend, so it was an interesting journey. However, it was the way that you explained it, I think that's what impressed me the most. That it was simple, it was succinct, it was to the point. You said, these are the right ways to do it, these are the wrong ways to do it. Which is perfectly acceptable to me. I don't see any problem with that. And it's very important that people get it the right way so it works well for them. And, you know, it doesn't take a great deal of time. I mean, literally, it's a simple process, but it's a very powerful process. And I'm doing it all the time now, and I thank you very much for the video. And let me give you an example. I went to be with my girlfriend this weekend, and we were going to have fun, drink some wine, have some hors d'oeuvres, go to dinner, do our thing, and I get to my friend's house, and we had a lovely night, and the next day, her mother had a stroke, and I thought, well, I'm not sure if it's okay to share this, but I did. I just, and if you need the $29.95, I'm happy to give it to you. It's not about that. It's about that I shared it with my friend Cindy, whose mother did have a stroke, and she felt the difference almost immediately. It was like, oh boy, okay, back to the hospital, I have to go, and you know what you have to do for your parents. Of course, it's a normal thing. But I said, just stop for a moment and watch this. You know, for the 20 minutes or 25 minutes, whatever it was. And she said, this is incredible. I feel much better. I know I can deal with my family. And it was, again, about stress and health and things like that, but mostly it was about stress. And I have done it when I feel stressed, immediately 10 to 0. And I'm not always a 10. I'm really not always a 10. But there are things that come up in life where it's like, okay, you know, I'm pretty self-aware, so I know when I'm stressed. It's like, you know, walking by those brownies. That could be stressful, as Sue said. And I didn't get to hear all of Regina, but I'm sure she had a wonderful experience as well. But you are so concise, and you really, really explain it to the point where it is perfect. It's like, this is wonderful. You know, you're not using major words, major situations, you know. It's just for everybody out there. It is such a lovely process, and you did very well on the video that I received. And I want to thank you.